Welcome to the Bible Way Outreach Church Podcast. This podcast is a recap of our Sunday morning service. But first, a few quick reminders. This Sunday, July 22nd, 2018, is our 27th church anniversary celebration titled Walking in Royalty. Bring your family to celebrate with our family at the Bible Way on Sunday, July 22nd at 11 a.m. This morning's service topic is The Good Work God Has Begun in You by Assistant Pastor Ernestine Gold Livingston. The main scriptures for the text were Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, Psalm chapter 139, verses 13 through 16, Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, James chapter 1, verse 12, in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 35 and 36. The main focus of this message is 1. From before we entered our mother's womb, we were given an assignment for the kingdom of God. 2. We cannot get weary in well-doing, but we must remain steadfast in the work of the Lord. 3. God will finish and perform that good work He has already begun in us. And 4. God is able, and we should never underestimate His power. Now, let us join in on our service, which is already in progress, entitled, The Good Work God Has Begun in You.
Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. That's our text, our foundational text. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let us read this. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. One more time. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. How many are confident about that? How many are confident about that? Come on, I need to know, I need to see. If you're confident about that, and sometimes I think God is more confident about that than we are. Amen? God is more confident about that because God knows the end from the beginning. And so he's confident about what he has done. He's confident about who he's created. He's confident about what he has given us. He's confident about the gifts and the talents that he set in us. He's confident about that. He knows everything that he makes is good. Everything that he makes is perfect. And so God is confident about it. But are you? But are you? And I want us to reflect on that. And I want us to think about that because sometimes we doubt. We doubt. We don't think that that gift, that measure, that ministry, that calling that God has placed on our lives, we don't think that it's going to be perfected. We don't see the big picture sometimes. But God intends on it being perfected in us. All we have to do is go along for the ride. Hallelujah. He's already made the path plain. He's already etched out the path. He's already opened doors for us. He's already put us on other people's hearts. He's already spoken in the ears of people for us on our behalf. He's already put favor. He's already put favor in front of us, surrounded us with favor like a shield. He's already made it right for us. He's already made a way for us. He's already done it. He's already done it. All we have to do is believe it. All we got to do is receive it. All we have to do is trust in the Lord with all our hearts. And don't lean to our understanding, but trust and know and believe that he's already done it. We sing, he's already done it. He's already done it. It's already been done in the spirit. And it has already been done in the spirit. What we are doing, we're waiting. We're waiting on the manifestation of it. But when we wait, we're waiting expectantly. It's like when women are pregnant with children. They are waiting. Now they know they're going to have to go through something. And they're going to know some darkness at the end just before that baby comes. But they know that when the baby does come, there's going to be joy. So you're expecting that joy. You know that you're going to have to go through something. You know there's going to be a little pain involved. I don't know anybody who never had any pain. Some people say they didn't, but I had plenty. I had plenty of pain for everybody. Amen. But I was waiting to see what God had created in me. Hallelujah. 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 I was waiting to see. I had to see. I had to know what God had created in me, what good work he had wrought in me. I had to know it, even though I knew that I was going to have to go in the operating room. I knew I was going to have to labor. But that still didn't stop me from expecting. That still didn't stop me from being happy about what was to happen next. That didn't stop me from being jubilant. That didn't stop me from being joyful. I knew there was going to come a day when I would see the blessing that God had given me. That's with anything. And that's with anybody. You set your mind on something. You know that God has spoken something to your heart. And you know if he said it, he's not a man that he should lie. And you know that when he said it, it rung true in your spirit. You know that when he said it, there was a witness in your spirit from the Holy Ghost. And you know that if God said it, it was going to be so. And so then when you hear it and when you know it, you wait on it. You wait on him. You look for it. You go out. Is this the time, Lord? Is this a person, Lord, that's going to be helping me? Is this a door, Lord, that you're opening? But I'm expecting it. And if it doesn't happen, oh God, I know it's coming to pass. If it doesn't happen, oh God, I know you're true to your word. If it doesn't happen, oh God, I know I'm going to be blessed. If it doesn't happen, oh God, you know every good and perfect thing comes from above, oh God. And it's for me. It's for me. It's for me. It's for me, your child. You know that. It's for me. It's for me because you love me. It's for me because you care for me. It's for me because you created me. It's for me. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless his name. Bless him. Bless his name. Bless his name. Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him honor. Bow before him. Worship him. Magnify him. Glorify him. He's worthy to be praised. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name. Being confident means, for we know of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you, hallelujah, hallelujah, he shall perform it. He will perform it. That means he's going to do it. He's going to carry it out. We standing there at his beck and call, waiting for instruction for him, but he's going to perform it to the day of Jesus Christ. God is a God who's always in motion. He is not a dead God. He is not a motionless God. He's a God that's always creating, always in motion, always making a way. That's the kind of God that he is. Yes, he did everything. Everything was taken care of on the sixth day, and on the seventh day he rested. That does not stop him from making sure that his plan is in motion and it comes to pass. Hallelujah. From before we entered our mother's womb, we were given an assignment. Do you believe that? Do you believe it? Well, let's solidify that. Psalms 139. Before we entered into our mother's womb, we were given an assignment. Let it start at 13. For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will marvelous, and that knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned. Amen. Now I'm going to go to another version. For it was you who created my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I will praise you because I have been remarkably and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, and I know this very well. Your eyes saw me when I was formless, when I had no form. You saw me from the beginning of the beginning. All my days were written in your book and planned before a single one of them began. All my days were written in your book, O God, and you even planned my days before even a day began. All my days were written in your book before I was formed. Before people knew whether I was a male or female child, all my days, you had it all mapped out. You had it all written down, and you had it all planned how I was supposed to live before I was in my mother's womb, before I was conceived. Before I was conceived, before my mother even thought about having me, you knew. You knew. You knew Jesus. You knew Jesus. Planned before a single one of them began. This is when God began the good work in us. Can you believe it? God began the good work in us before the world ever knew about us. God began the good work in us before our mother and our father knew about us. God began the good work in us before our mother and father even knew what to do to get us. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God began that good work. He began that good work. God is awesome. He is awesome. And now he's telling us the work that he began before we were even formed. Now he's telling us the work that we began before a mother and a father appeared. Now he's telling us the work that he began before we showed up in the ultrasound. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The work that he began before time was recorded, because God already knew, already had established time, but man didn't know when it was. Hallelujah. So before time was even recorded, God knew what we were going to do. And he had resolved to complete that good work in us. You know, can we get to that? Can we get to that? Can we think about that? Can we put on our thinking caps, like I used to say in school? Can we put on our thinking caps? But you're going to have to put on the thinking cap with a helmet and some batteries to get to that. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Because God is just that awesome. He's just that awesome. So now we know where we came from, and we know what God thought about us. His thoughts of us are only good, and he only wants to prosper us. And because he has cradled us and he's known us before we were ever formed, he is that kind of God. And so now we are continuing this journey. This 27 going into 28 year journey. We're continuing this work that God has made us a part of, this work that God has engrafted us in. We're continuing this journey. And if you look back over the years, you see how you've grown. You see how you've gone from one level to the next. You've seen how others around you have grown. See, it's not just about seeing physical growth, but knowing about when somebody has grown to the point when you ask somebody to pray for you, that they're going to actually be able to pray for you, and it will be an earnest prayer. It will be the kind of prayer that God will honor. Hallelujah. And change circumstances. And so God has taken us from milk, and we should be on meat. Sometimes we're on meat. Sometimes we're not on meat, if we're going to be honest about it. But the whole point is we've always had to go further. We've always had to progress. We've always had to look higher. We've always had to do more. The goals have to be bigger. And sometimes we get tired. You know, I can imagine if I was there in the beginning, there would be some times that I would get tired, because some people get tired in 2 weeks. Look at people on the job. And look at when people come in on the job, and you've been there maybe for about 4 or 5 years, and the people on the job coming in for a week, and they say, well, I don't know if I can do this. What? You just got here. You better tough it out. You better tough it out. You all know about that? And what the older people used to say, though, they're not made of the same stuff we made of. You know, that's what older people say. These are some kids. They're not made like we were made. But we had to tough it out, too. We had to come in, and we had to learn. And there were some times that we didn't think that we were going to make it. But God. And so Father knew. He knew that there would be some times like this. So he bought us. He bought us with the blood of his son, Jesus Christ, and brought us under the covenant of grace, so that when there were times like that, his grace would cover. His grace would be sufficient. The word of God has been given us to hold us up, to keep us steady. You know how the ships, they encounter turbulent waters, but it's something on that ship that will make it steady. And sometimes the sail has to be pulled down. The anchor holds that ship and keeps it from loosing and floating away. But I was thinking there are other things. The way the ship is made, the materials that are made for the ship, is made to withstand pressures. It's made to withstand the turbulence. Let me go to another example. I'll go to my baby trees. And I had some trees planted, and I used to watch them, and I said, oh, my goodness. And when the wind comes, they go, all the way over. It looked like they're going to break. Or sometimes they go, all the way over like this. So what did the gardener do? He came in, he put an anchor in the ground, and he staked it, and he put some type of rope on the trunk to keep it from swaying. The word of God is our anchor. The word of God is the rope that keeps us from getting out too far. And if you want to go back to the waters, when people get off in the water, they what? Have a life jacket if they, you know, want to stay afloat. Or they get a line thrown to them. The word of God throws us a line. The word of God is our life jacket. The word of God is what grounds us. God knew there would be times we get off in the water and things would get turbulent. But the word of God, he made available for us to know, to hear, to see, to speak, to meditate on. So we didn't get out so far. And so we can become grounded again. And then his spirit would speak to us his word. There are going to be times when the word says in Galatians 6:9. Let's go there. Amen. Let us read. And let us not be weary for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. So that due season is not about your season. Hallelujah. It's about God's season. It's in God's season. His due season. Not my due season. God is not going to follow our due seasons. It's God's own due season. Because he sees ahead and he knows what is coming. And so in due season, you're going to reap if you faint not. When God says that the season is here, there's reaping. Hallelujah. When God says that that past season that you never thought that you were going to get through is over, there's reaping, there's praising. There might be dark at night, but joy is going to come in the morning. Hallelujah. In due season, in God's own due time. That's the due season. It's not, Lord, I'm tired now. When is this? When is it going to happen, God? And the Lord say, who you think you're talking to? Who you think you're talking to? I know you're not talking to me. Repent. But Lord, and the Lord will take you back to the fruits of the Spirit. Galatians 5. What about your long suffering? What about that temperance? What about that patience? Hallelujah. In due season. Go to James chapter 1, verse 1, verse 12. James chapter 1, verse 12. Amen. Let us read. Blessed is the man, for when he is. Amen. Amen. We're going to be tried, saints. We're going to be tried. There's no sense in thinking that we're going to have easy sailing. Jesus was tried. We're going to be tried. And in that trying, we get to know and understand who we are and how much we can bear. But we all have a cross to bear. And it's for us to do it through Jesus Christ. Because we don't have that kind of strength. God does. God does. So blessed is the man who remains steadfast. Steadfast means you got to stay on the job. Stay on the job. Stay on it. Keep looking ever to Jesus. Keep walking and pressing your way towards the mark for the prize. There's going to be a prize. There is a prize. We even experience a prize while we're waiting. Because when you are waiting on the Lord and when you are remaining steadfast, you experience the peace of God. You have the peace of God, that long-suffering, that patience, that temperance. That's the peace of God. And when you have the peace of God, guess what? Blood pressure goes down. When you have the peace of God, guess what? No heart arrhythmia. When you have the peace of God, the enemy will try to attack you because he walks about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour, but he does not get the victory when you have the peace of God. So when you are being tried, that's the time for the peace of God to kick in big time through your trial, through your temptation. I got the peace of God. I got the peace of God. I got the peace of God. I was at a store one time, and they were just taking so long with what they were supposed to do with our transaction and everything, getting the order all messed up. And the person with me said, aren't you mad? I said, why? Why would I get mad? I got to stay in tune to what the Holy Spirit is telling me to do. And I can't stay in tune to know what God is saying if I'm mad, because anger is going to push out all kind of peace. Anger is going to take the place of peace. Anger is going to take the place of logic. Anger is going to cause me to fall and miss out on my blessing because I got so wrapped up in the emotion. So why be angry? It's time to figure out what the devil is doing. It's time to listen to God. It's time to see what his plans are, and it's time to listen to God to see how to defeat the enemy. So when we get angry, we defeat ourselves. We play right into the enemy's hands because the enemy said, okay, I got them all discombobulated. They a mess right now. They ready to cuss. They're going to have to repent on that too. So blessed is the man who remains steadfast. Only way you can remain steadfast is through the peace of God. That's the only way you can do that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Repeat after me. I will remain steadfast. In the midst of the trial, in the midst of the temptation, Jesus will keep me with his peace. Amen. Because sometimes we got to say things to ourselves. You know that? We have to speak to ourselves. We have to speak and say, David encouraged himself in the Lord. How do you think he encouraged himself? Come on, David. You know God is a mighty God. Come on, David. He can do anything but fail. Come on, David. Remember all those psalms that you wrote? Come on, David. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Many other afflictions are the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. Come on, encourage yourself in the Lord. Get that peace that you need. Get that temperance that you need. Get that trust that you need. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Then go with me to Hebrews chapter 10, verses 35 and 36. Let us read. Cast not away, therefore. Right there. Which has great recompense of reward. It's a great reward. It's a great reward when you don't backslide. It's a great reward when you decide to trust in the Lord. It's a great reward when you ignore what the devil is doing and just stay focused on what God is on the direction God is pointing you in. It's a great reward. It's a great reward when you speak only what God says about you. It's a great reward. But when we start speaking those things of the world, that's when we start tearing down everything that we built up with the word of God. It's a great reward to say what God says about us, because we know his words are creative words. And everything he speaks creates good. Everything he speaks creates perfect. Everything he speaks creates completion. Let's go back to that topic again. The good work has begun in you. God, remember, started that good work way back before you were formed. And he's still on that continuum. God is continually working. He's continually working on our behalf. He's continually moving us. It's like the escalator. You might look like you not going anywhere, but you're continually moving. Continually moving, continually moving, continually moving. And where is he moving us to? To what he has appointed for our lives, what he has said that we're going to be, what he said that we're going to do. Where he is moving us to is that perfection, that completion in him. Where is he moving us to? Being what he called us to be. That's where he's moving us to. And we got to cooperate with him. We got to cooperate with Jesus. Because if we don't cooperate with him and say, no, I don't want to, like a little two-year-old, I don't want to do that. Well, who's going to miss out? Who's going to be the worst for wear? Us. We're going to miss out on the blessing. Because we decided not to do what God wanted us to do. And he already knew how he made us. And he already knew how it was supposed to work out. So it says, cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great reward. And we're going to go to 36. For you have need of it. Yes. That after you have done. So, we need to cooperate and we need to be patient with the Lord. We need to cooperate and we need to be patient with the Lord. It said because after we have done his will. You know that's a condition. You know that's a condition. It didn't say that you are going to get something for nothing. It said that once you have done God's will, once you have fit into his plan, once you have acknowledged him in your walk, once you have acknowledged him in your talk, once you've acknowledged him in your living, he said, everything is yours because you're in my will. Amen. He said, we're going to get together now. And we're going to accomplish all those things that I've appointed for your life even before you were born. All you got to do is follow me. I made you. I put the gift in you. I gave you the joy. I gave you the peace. I gave you the blessings. All you have to do is follow me. I'm the author and I'm the finisher of your faith. I am the one. It's nobody else but me who can do what needs to be done. And once we start trusting in God and knowing that it's just God all by himself that's going to prove himself mighty on our behalf, then we know it's a done deal. Amen. It's It's a done deal. It's a done deal, period. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Another version says, and I am sure of this. I am sure of this. Being confident, it says that it means to be fully and firmly persuaded or convinced. Paul said, look, I'm convinced. I'm convinced. I know beyond the shadow of a doubt that what God has started in you, he's going to finish it. I know beyond the shadow of a doubt what God spoke over your life is going to come to pass. I know beyond the shadow of a doubt what God said that you were supposed to be, the title, the office I called you to, is going to come to pass. And finally, don't underestimate God. Don't underestimate God. Don't underestimate the power of God. Praise him for the word, because you're about to receive this word. This word is going to pierce you in your spirit, man. And this word is going to settle there. And this word is going to stay there. And this word is going to work with you. And this word is going to be a sharper than any two-edged sword. And it's going to divide asunder your soul and your spirit. This word is going to make you sit up and take notice. So you praise him before you receive it. You praise him and let him know that you prepared to receive that seed of the word of God. Go with me to Deuteronomy 20. Deuteronomy 20, verse 1. Let's read. When thou goest out to battle and seest horses and of continue. And it shall be. Continue. Hear, O Israel. Continue. Continue. To fight for you, to save you. Stop right there. And what I want to zone in on, and I'm going to go to another version. This is when they were given the laws of warfare. And they were telling Israel how Israel was supposed to fight when they came up on these companies. But the Lord said in the word, he said, you know, send out the priests to talk to the people and tell them this. Listen, Israel, today you are about to engage in battle with your enemies. Do not be cowardly. Do not be afraid, alarmed, or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to give you victory. It's the Lord that does that. And another verse, just you can just write this down. The Lord is a warrior. Jehovah is his name. Jehovah is a man of battle. That's Exodus chapter 15, verse 3. Romans 8, 37. Let's go there. Let us read. Nay. Amen. Go to Romans 8, 31. What shall we say then? If God be for us, go to Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Behold, power and over and nothing. Go to 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. Be sober, because your adversary, nine, whom resist steadfast. Stop right there. Again, whom resist. Again, knowing that are in the world. In all these things, you're more than conquerors. If God before you, who can be against you? You got power to tread on serpents and scorpions, over all the power of the enemy. Be sober-minded. Be watchful. Resist. Resist. And stay firmly entrenched, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. If you've got to do that over and over again, greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. I'm more than a conqueror than who? Through him that loved me. If you got to do that over and over again, then do it. Do whatever it takes to build yourself up. Do whatever it takes for you to see yourself the way God sees you. Do whatever it takes for you to grow and become taller in Jesus Christ. Do whatever it takes. Say whatever it takes. What God says about you, and only what God says about you. Period. In all these things. In all these things. In all these things. Know that you're more than a conqueror. Know that he that's in you is greater than that devil in the world. Know that. Put on that whole armor of God. Gird yourself with the belt of truth. Put on the helmet of salvation. Take up your sword of the Spirit. Get your shield of faith out. Gird yourself. Do what it takes. Do what it takes. Use your weapons. Stand your ground. Fight until the work is completed. We can't give up. We can't give in. We can't give out. We can't grow weary. We will, the body, the flesh is enmity against God. The body will grow weary, but our spirit can't ever get there. Because once your spirit gets there, you've been defeated. Don't let the enemy come in like that and wipe you out. Because once he gets a toehold in, he'll bust down the door. Don't let him do it. You got too much to live for. You got too much to do. You've been called to do a great work. And there's still yet work to do. And God will give us the strength to do it. He will give us the will to do it. He will give us the power to do it. He'll give us the love to do it. The love for his work. The love for his son. He will give us everything that he's equipped us with everything that we need. He's equipped us to do this. Don't look at yourself and count yourself out. Don't discount who you are. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And so you look at that devil and say, devil, I'm greater than you. Because the God in me is greater than you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Take your word. Take your word. If you got to put it on the mirror, if you got to put it on the refrigerator, if you got to put it in the car, if you got to put it, if you write it down, because a lot of times writing it helps you learn. Writing it helps you get in your spirit. That's why in education, children, students write all the time, because teachers and educators know when you write, it's a physical motion about helping that spiritual thing. Write it. Speak it. Pray it. Walk it. Even if people think you're crazy, talk it. Talk it. Because some people will say things that you know is not right, and you got to correct them right then. Or somebody say, oh, we damned. I said, oh, well, I don't believe that. Don't say that around me because I'm not damned. Hallelujah. I'm blessed of the Lord. I'm highly favored. Forget that mess. Don't speak that around me. I was just thinking about Mother Payne. I was saying to somebody, I said, Mother Payne. I said, Mother Payne, how you doing? She said, I'm blessing. You are too. I said, that's right. That's right. That's right. All you can say behind that is, that's right. That's right. I receive that. And we got to receive it. We got work to do, saints. Lord, what am I doing for you? And how am I doing it? Is this my due season or is it your due season? Is it what I want to do or is it what you want to do? Lord, give me a clean heart. Give me a clean heart so I might serve you. Give me a clean heart so I might serve you.
thank you so much for listening to the Bible Way Outreach Full Gospel Church International. We trust that you enjoy the Word of God. For more information, please be sure to check out our website, www.BibleWayOutreachChurch.org. You can also follow us on Instagram and like us on Facebook. And if you found that this word was a blessing to you, don't forget to donate to this ministry via our website. John 8:31-32 says, "If ye continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." It's the word.